Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, a man came up to him, saying, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? And Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All these I have kept. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter said in reply, See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have? Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you. So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And at the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, Why do you stand here idle all day? They said to him, Because no one has hired us. He said to them, You go into the vineyard too. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And then those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they were grumbled at the master of the house, saying, These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me, or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, What do you want? She said to him, Say that these 2 sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom. Jesus answered, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? They said to him, We are able. He said to them, You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the 2 brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In our last reading, we had a good variety of subjects that were addressed. You had the idea of forgiveness, the parable of the lost sheep, talking about if your brother sins against you, even talking about divorce. And then today, we began with the rich young ruler, which comes to him and asks, What must I do to inherit eternal life? It's a valid question. But Jesus, being one who can read the heart of a man, knew what this man's impediments were, what would bar him from being able to enter the kingdom. So he starts off with a simple answer, reiterating many of the Ten Commandments, not all of them, but many of them. And the young man says, "I've kept these. What do I still lack?" As if he seems to know that he lacks something. And so Jesus tells him that he needs to sell what he has and give to the poor. And this makes him sorrowful because he had many possessions. Jesus went right to the heart of the matter. But then his disciples enter the picture, and Jesus tells them, "Only with difficulty would a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven." And the disciples think this is very difficult. Who then could be saved? After all, we do live in a world that uses currency, and you know, anything that we need, we're going to have currency to buy, and that creates some level of desire to attain more currency. But he tells them that with God all things are possible. Yes, even for that rich man to change his heart and turn toward God. But these disciples wonder, since they've made sacrifices for him, what they will receive. And again, this was a worldly way of thinking, but Jesus addresses it and tells them that they were going to have a special position as his apostles, even in heaven, sitting on those 12 thrones. But he also gives something for all of us, that whatever we give up, whatever we lose in order to serve him, that what we gain will far, far outweigh it. Then we have the parable talking about the laborers in the vineyard. You had all these laborers that were hired for a denarius a day to go out and work in the vineyard. And so you had those that started early in the morning and they worked all day, and they had others that were hired at various points in the day, but all paid the same amount of money. And in this parable, those that were hired first thought they would get more. But Jesus is giving a message here that those that obey the gospel all gain the same reward, eternal life. And whether you were one of the first ones or you were one of the last ones, you can still attain eternal life. And that should be encouraging to us, that it's never too late to obey the gospel. Though at the same time, I would warn a person, do not put off obeying the gospel, because you never know at what hour your end may come. And then Jesus again tells of his upcoming death. And then finally you have the mother of the sons of Zebedee coming and asking for her sons to be at the right and the left. And perhaps this is a thought that many of the disciples had, but would not verbalize, yet because of their mother, this one gets verbalized. The request is made, and he says, "Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" And they said, "We're able." But I don't believe they understood the implication of making that statement. And Jesus said, "Well, you will drink it." That means to go through and to suffer many of the things that Jesus did. Again, Jesus uses this as a teaching moment to tell them, look, the people of the world, they lord their position over others, and they take, you know, great pride in being in a position of authority or being a higher rank than other people, but it should not be so among you. Whoever would be great must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That completes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.